Well, good morning again. Hanging in there, huh? All right, so we're going to talk a little here about dental care access in our Alabama SCHIP program. We looked at 3 years of data here. Let's see, so we just click this. Is that how it works? Yeah, okay, gotcha. So these are our co-authors. Unfortunately, one of our co-authors got left off this. So Marissa Black belongs up there, who really was our former student and did great work on this project. We're from the University of Alabama at Birmingham School of Public Health Department, Maternal and Child Health, and the Public Health Department. I have no relationships to disclose here, nor do any of my other presenters. So. Here a little bit of introduction. Level of unmet need is often used in it as an indicator of healthcare access. So the time since last visit has previously been used in a number of studies as an indicator of utilization. So we thought that both access and utilization indicators are really necessary to examine the effect of insurance, as we've been hearing here this morning, on children's overall experiences, and here we're focusing on the dental care system. So, the purpose here of our study was to examine differences in Alabama SCHIP participants' pre-enrollment access to and utilization of dental care compared to their access and utilization after 12 months in the program. So, enrollee characteristics related to those differences for three program years were examined. So, the study hypothesis sort of was that access to and utilization of dental care is related to insurance coverage and family and child characteristics that influence the extent to which the access improves. So we had a couple of study questions to say that our child and family characteristics associated with access to and utilization of dental care among newly enrolled children in Alabama's SCHIP, and do the observed associations for newly enrolled children change 12 months after enrollment for each of the three time periods examined. So our methods. We use male surveys, and we've done this for 10 years now in the program. And so in this particular year, the two male surveys were sent to children each program year. So one survey was sent to new enrollees, and a very similar survey was sent to those re-enrolling, or those that we called continuous enrollees, after they were in the program, participating in the all, and in Alabama, SCHIP is called All Kids. So after participating in All Kids for 12 months. So continuous enrollees, again, include only those who were new enrollees the previous program year. Analysis was restricted to participants age 6 to 18. In some cases, the same respondents were in both the new and the continuous group within the same period, but this generally was not the case. So there were new enrollees and continuous enrollees, but they were not necessarily the same families. The two indicators of dental access were those that we typically see, needed dental care but could not get it and had to wait too long for the needed care. And one indicator of dental utilization, which we used as time since last dental visit. And these were what were assessed in the survey. Because of the similarity of responses to the two indicators of access to dental care, we combined them into a single access to care indicator. So here are our variables. We looked at age, race, gender or sex, income, which means whether they paid a fee or they didn't pay a fee in this case, urbanicity, that is what, you know, whether they lived in rural, urban town, that kind of thing, respondent education level, and whether or not they had a special health care need. And then we were looking to see about access to care and utilization. So what we did statistically is we looked at odds ratio and Breslow Day test that to do for predictor variables are restricted to two categories. For variables with three categories, those categories that had the most similar response values were combined. For example, we had a in Alabama, we don't have very many people outside of African Americans, that whites and African Americans. So there's a small other population. Turned out the other responses were very similar to the white, so we combined them with white. For both the access and utilization measures in each of the three time periods, the following analyses were conducted. We did chi-squares for each predictor and new and continuous enrollees. We did odds ratios for each predictor for new and continuous enrollees. And then we used this Breslow-Day chi-square for new enrollees odds ratios versus the continuous enrollees. So we wanted to know over the time periods, the three periods, were they really different? So the results. So although access changed dramatically for all the groups, so you know, we saw access initially in the 60%, 70%, 80% saying that they had access to care problems, and then that was reduced down to in the teens and less. So for everybody, whether we were looking at race or gender or special health care needs, that was the case. But the only change in the differences between the racial groups from the new to the continuous survey was statistically significant at each period. Results were similar for utilization for two of the three periods. So here's a lot of numbers here. But if you just look at the race one, you can see that that was highly significant here, and only gender was a little significant. Here in the second time period, again, we see race as being pretty highly significant with urbanicity getting in there, but nothing else really coming up. Again, we see in the third time period, the race being the significant variable again. So this is the utilization. Again, race highly significant and not much of anything else. This time period, you see race was not significant, but urbanicity was. But again, here race came back here in the third time period. So summary and conclusions here. Enrolling children in a state children's health insurance program with a generous benefit package. So in Alabama, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield is by far the major insurer in the state, and this is a Blue Cross Blue Shield really enhanced package in some respects. So there's very good dental coverage in this package, as well as general health care for 12 months. So enrolling kids in this kind of a program can significantly increase their access to dental care and utilization of that care as measured in this. Substantial increases in the access and utilization of dental care occur for children with diverse individual and family characteristics. Universal provision of dental care coverage holds promise to not only improve the access and increase the utilization of dental care services, but to also reduce disparities observed between particular groups of children. So that was what was kind of exciting to us, is that everybody sort of improved, but then we saw these sort of disparities between black and white and so on to sort of disappear, and that was kind of exciting. So questions, and then I also, of course, want to say that we were, of course, supported by our CHIP program in Alabama. Thank you.
Thank you all so very much for your presentations. They have very significant policy implications that we need to look at. I'd like to open the floor to